I'm speaking here with Dr. Elizabeth Parker. She works for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and I understand you are the now past chairman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Tell me just a little bit about what you did as chairman. What are some of the things you felt like you accomplished? And looking ahead, what you see as challenges for the this umbrella organization?
Sure. Thank you for the question. And when I came in as chair, I actually got the question, well, what are your plans and what do you want to accomplish? So it's kind of fitting as I'm going out as chair. And my goal when I came was to help further coalesce the incredible groundswell effort of both individual producers as well as organizations to tell our story and to get our message out, and don't let other people tell it for us because they're not telling the truth. And that's a challenge. It's like herding cats sometimes because everybody's busy actually producing a product, feeding the world, and being productive members of society. So trying to get everyone to coalesce and be more of a voice. And I think you've seen that happen quite a bit. It's never enough. But we see more and more, both at the state level, where you have state farmers organizations doing things. We have our Masters of Beef Advocacy Program, where now when you see an inaccurate negative article on agriculture, we have beef producers who write in letters to the editor, or make phone calls, or go do programs at the local community. And that's been a tremendous success. We still need to continue that and improve upon that.
Well, I see that here at the Stakeholder Summit, social media is actually a little chunk of the program as a channel, a mechanism that farmers of all types can tell their story, get involved, interact, engage the consuming public. The Animal Agriculture Alliance has fairly recently kind of jumped into that with Twitter and Facebook. How do you feel about some of those efforts and what we can accomplish there?
I think it's great. I'm a little uncomfortable because I'm computer illiterate, but all my nieces and nephews, that's the way they communicate with their friends. And we were a little behind getting there, just as ag in general. But now we have producers doing it, as well as like the Alliance. And just an example, you know, I was home at Christmas, around the Christmas dinner table, my 20-something nephews were asking me questions based on the information they got off of these social media networks. And it was inaccurate information. So kind of ruined Christmas dinner. I'm like, hey, guys, that's wrong. But I'm glad they asked me. And so now we have the opportunity to reach masses of people in the communication form that they choose today. And we need to do that and step it up even more.
Well, we've got farmers right here in this audience who I've already been following some of their tweets. A dairy farmer that I met personally for the first time. So I think we are seeing a real growth in that by a lot of organizations, and it makes sense to me that Animal Ag Alliance is doing that. Any kind of hot button issue that you think is really important for the groups who make up this this effort to think about right now?
Well, we certainly have seen increased activity at the state level and on the topic of animal rights and welfare. Certainly activity at the state level has increased, but on our side it has also increased. And I think that's going to be a challenge. We all still struggle with how to do things correctly in that arena and proactively and accomplish the goals but not cause harm. And that's going to be a challenge as we wade through that the next few years.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and congratulations on having served your term and done your duty here at the Animal Agriculture Alliance. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.